Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss more deeply the alternative investment fund regulations. No doubt, a reference of alternative fund regulations were made from time to time whenever we were discussing other topics, and at that point of time, a little bit, but in brief, we had also discussion on this alternative investment funds. But to understand the subject matter very clearly and carefully, if you know the regulations or law very correctly, then there will be no problem for understanding any subject or any topic. Alternative Investment Fund 2012 regulations, when they came into existence and it was implemented, there was a large hue and cry for not understanding the regulations. But once the general public started reading right from first line to last line these regulations which were published by the SEBI, they understood, yes, now anything and everything, whatever coming in the name of investment in the country, is now it is definitely covered and it has got at least a recognition from the regulatory point of view. So in view of this, it is our responsibility as a students of the venture capital and the crowdfunding, the subject matter, to understand these kind of regulations very carefully and correctly. Why understanding is required? Because there are many terms which are used in these regulations. And these terms, unless you understand, you cannot make out the meaning of the sentence and what the regulator wanted to say about the regulations. A little bit lengthy, but very interesting, this chapter. Let us start discussion on this. On the structure point of view, I have taken only limited points which can be elaborated further while our discussion on this topic. Categories of funds, you are aware, we had already discussed. Other silent features of the regulations, that is something we have to add something into this during our discussion. Then SEBI regulations, this is exactly what the regulation is, SEBI regulation of 2012. Now under this regulation, though earlier our discussion, I have mentioned that the registration of venture capital funds is required and it is mandatory for all the investee companies or venture capital funds to register with the SEBI or register with the RBI. But this, how to proceed further? Suppose tomorrow if you want to establish a company like a venture capital funds, then in that case, how to start and from where to start? This understanding is explained clearly in the registration of AIF process. Then investment conditions and restrictions, that also one should know. And we have little bit known about the investment condition, what is the corpus, what is the minimum lot, what is the maximum lot, all other things we have seen. But in detail, because at the time of registration or filling of the form or application, the difficulty comes, and that difficulty is explained here during our discussion. We will look into that also. Then general obligation and responsibilities and transparency. Any regulation whenever came into the existence, these issues cannot be sidetracked and it has to be given a prime importance so as to understand the obligation of the funds or obligation of the person who is actually working within the framework of the regulation, then its responsibilities towards itself as well as towards the society and towards the regulator also, and also the transfer issue, what is the disclosed, what is to be disclosed, what is not to be disclosed. Then coming down to the inspection, now there must be an authority to inspect the books of account, or there should be an inspection or maybe audit or something like that must be happened, and there should be a regulatory control on ease of doing the business under the venture capital. That is also, that also we can see. And subsequently, any default is happened, maybe at the time of disclosure, disclosing the norms, at the time of regulation follow-up, at the time of receiving the investment, or at the time of doing the day-to-day activities of the fund. If there is any default and by oversight or without any intention, if you miss out to disclose it or report it to the regulatory authorities, then what could be the penalties, punishment, and how it can be regularized, that can also be discussed in this chapter. So that's the reason I said, though you feel that the chapter is little bit lengthy, but to understand the regulations, this is very much required. And if once you understand this, the whole thing is very easy for you to understand. Let us start our discussion with a few, taking review of some of the points under the regulations, and thereafter we will start for the regulation. These are the basic fundamental guidelines under, before we start the regulations, that all the AIF, whether the operating as a private equity fund, real estate fund, hedge fund, or any other fund, they have to register under the SEBI Act, that is 2012 AIF Act. SEBI Venture Capital Funds Regulation 1996, that has been repealed. And existing venture capital funds shall continue to be regulated by Venture Capital Funds Regulations till the existing fund or the scheme managed by these funds are continuing or not expired or not wound up. Existing venture capital funds, however, shall not increase the targeted corpus of the funds and or the scheme as stands as it stands on the day of notification of these regulations cancelled. Such a venture capital fund may also seek the re-registration under AIF regulations subject to approval by 66.67% of the investor member, 66.67% of their investors by value, and the existing funds not registered under the venture capital fund regulation will not be allowed to float any new scheme unless and until they are registered. Such a schemes floated by such funds before coming into the force of the AIF regulations, they will allowed to be continued and governed till its maturity or expiry date by the contractual terms, and except that rollover or extension is not permitted under any circumstances if the registration process is prolonged. Existing funds not registered under the venture capital regulation will seek the registration but are not able to comply with all the provisions of AIF regulations. For them, they may seek an exemption from the board to strict compliance with the AIF regulations. It may happen sometimes. In the new regulations, there are certain questionnaires in the forms, and in any of the venture capital fund is unable to comply with certain points, then they can seek then or request to the board for additional time for filing the registration form. Categories of funds. Broadly, we have discussed these categories of funds. There are three funds, that is category 1, category 2, and category 3 AIF funds. As far as regulations are concerned, there are certain points which needs to be highlighted here. The regulation seeks to cover all types of the funds broadly under three categories. Whatever may be the funds, venture capital fund or any pension fund or any real estate fund, whatever it may be, the name you give me, they are all covered under the AIF regulations. and they are categorized depending upon the characteristic of the funds. So category 1, AIF funds, those AIFs, alternate investment funds, with a positive spillover effect on the economy, for which certain incentives or concessions might be considered by the SEBI or Government of India or other regulations in India, and which shall include the venture capital funds, SME funds, social venture funds, infrastructure funds, and such other alternative investment funds as may be specified. So these are funds, these type of funds are categorized as category 1 AIF funds. And these funds shall be always close-ended and shall be engaged leverage and shall follow the investment criteria or investment restriction as prescribed for the each category. That we are again going to discuss. The investment restriction for the venture capital funds are like restrictions in the existing venture capital fund regulations. Category 2, alternate investment funds. Those AIFs which do not have any specific incentive or concessions given by the Government of India and any other regulator, and which shall not undertake the leverage other than their day-to-day activities, operational requirements as permitted in these regulations, and which shall include the private fund or private equity fund, debt funds, then fund of the funds, and such other funds that are not classified as category 1 or category 3. In addition that, these funds are also close-ended and shall not engage in the leverage and have no other investment restrictions. So category 1 and category 2 are funds are close-ended funds. There is a specific maturity date. In respect of category 3 AIF, those AIFs which including the hedge funds, which trade with a view to make the short-term ventures, which employ the diverse of the complex trading strategies and may employ the leverage, including through the investment in a listed or unlisted derivatives. These funds can be open-ended and short-term funds. Open-ended and the short-term funds. This may be closed-ended also. And category 3 funds shall be regulated through the issuance of the directions regarding the areas such as the operational standard, conduct of the funds or business, its rules, prudential requirement, then restrictions on redemption and conflict of the interest as may be specified by SEBI. Other silent features of the regulations. In other silent features, which is combined or common, or if not specified specifically, then it is common to all categories of AIF funds. The alternative investment fund shall not accept from the investor. I have underlined certain sentences which are very important. The alternative investment funds shall not accept from an investor an investment of the value which is less than rupees 1 crore. So investment from each investor should be either 1 crore or plus 1 crore. AIF shall have the minimum corpus of 20 crores. Unless you do not have the corpus of 20 crores, you cannot venture the AIF fund. The fund or any scheme of the fund shall not have more than 1000 investors. Maximum investor ceiling is 1000. Maximum number of investors. The manager of the sponsor of the category 1 and category 2 AIF shall have the continuing interest in the corpus should not be less than 2.5% or that is its initial corpus or rupees 5 crores, whichever is lower, and such interest shall not be through the waiver of management fee. They have to compulsory pay the management fee. For category 3 alternative investment fund, the continuing interest shall be not less than 5% of the corpus or rupees 10 crores, whichever is lower. And category 1 and 2 AIF shall be close-ended and shall have the minimum tenure of at least 3 years. Category 3 AIF may either be close-ended or open-ended, and schemes may be launched under AIF subject to filing of information to the memorandum, filing of the information memorandum with the board along with the applicable fee. Units of AIF may be listed on the stock exchange, and that is subject to minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore. AIF shall not raise any funds through the stock exchange mechanism. So, even though they are listed, they are not permitted to attract the investment through the stock exchange mechanism. Category 1 and Category 2 AIF shall not be permitted to invest more than 25% of their investable funds in one investee company, and Category 3 AIF shall invest not more than 10% of its corpus in one investment company. So, investment company, that is downstream company, if they at all they wanted to invest, they should not, in case of Category 1 and Category 2, it is 25%, and in case of Category 3, should not be less than 10%. Should not be more than 10%. AIF shall not invest in associate except with the approval of 75% of the investor by value of their investment in the alternative investment funds. That means 75% investors, 75% as per their value of their investment in these funds, they are considered and they have to give a green signal for further investment. All AIF shall have the qualified institutional buyer status, that is QIB status, as per the SEBI guidelines. The regulations provide for the transparency and disclosure and the mechanism for avoidance of conflict of interest. Now, exactly from this point onward, we are entering into the regulations of 2012 of SEBI for alternative investment funds. Alternative investment funds, again it is repeated, but as a regulation we have to read out and we have to understand how regulations are drafted. How regulations are drafted, and always these regulations are required to read between the lines. So, let us understand that, and also reading between the lines, what the regulation actually says for alternate investment fund. Alternate investment fund's definition is any fund which is established or incorporated. See, any fund, it is not named now. Any fund which is established and incorporated in India in the form of trust, company or body corporate. India trust company or body corporate or limited liability partnership firm, or there are two conditions. One is the corporate, which is a privately pooled investment vehicle which collects the funds from the investors, whether Indian or foreign, or investing it in accordance with the defined investment policy for the benefit of investors, and is not covered under the SEBI 1996 regulations, Securities and Exchange Board of India Collective Investment Scheme Regulations 99, or any other regulations or the board or regulate the funds management. That means, in short, the first point is very important. Second point merely says, if such a established fund or a company or entity for the purposes which are mentioned in 1 is not registered with any other regulator, then it is not required to be covered under AIF regulations, because for them there are different regulations. So only and only pool vehicle investment, these two aspects are more important as far as the definition is concerned. And they have to register. If they are not registered under this, any of the regulators under this, then in that case they are exempted for the registration. If not registered, then they have to register. Now, important definition to understand AIF regulation. Here we are continuously going to understand the meaning of the words which are used in these regulations. It is not called as a definition, but it is an explanation so as to understand the regulation. There are many words which are used, which are new. The common man cannot understand the regulation. For example, investable funds. What is the meaning of investable funds? First thing, we do not know. Investable means, as per the English language, we can understand investable means which are eligible to invest. But regulation doesn't say that it is eligible to invest. Regulation have a different meaning for it. Now, corpus. Corpus, we have a different meaning. Corpus means, from the regulatory point of view, corpus is nothing but it is the capital. But in commercial terms, when we are using, in commercial term we use it as a capital. So capital and corpus, one and the same. But corpus word has got a different meaning as far as the regulations are concerned. So likewise, there are several terms which are used in this 2012 regulations, AIF regulations. Let us try to understand these terms which are used in this regulation. So starting with associate. Now associate, you are aware. Associate means those who are associated with each other are the associates. But in regulation, what it terms, associate means the company or a limited liability partnership or a body corporate in which the director or a trustee or a partner or sponsor or manager, these entities of the alternative investment fund, or director, partner of the manager or a sponsor holder, either individually or collectively. Whenever word is used as associate, that means any one of these will come. So that means the alternative investment fund or director or partners of the managers or sponsor holders, either individually or collectively, more than 15% of its paid up equity share capital. More than 15% of its paid up share capital is held by any of these gentlemen which are named here are called as the associates. And our partnership interest also, that can be considered if it is beyond 15%. So the associate is any of these gentlemen who has a 15% interest in the AIF or in the partnership form. Now the word board is used. Board means there may be a board, a company. Company's board, company which is established under section under the company's law 2000, company's regulation 2013, that is a company because it is registered and it is company, and the company have the board. So that board we are considering, but in this regulation, this board means Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI. That is very important to understand first. Whenever word board is used in this regulation context, it is always understood that it is a SEBI and not the board of the companies. Now, coming to another word which is used as a certificate. Certificate means any kind of certificate. But in AIF, certificate means a certificate of registration granted by the board. Board means, again, as I explained, it is SEBI, Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI. Under Regulation 6, what certificate is issued by them to company to conduct the business is called as a certificate. Like that, there are many terms which we have to understand. Now, there is a word used which is called as change in control. Now, what is change in control means? It is not defined, but it is explained. And in the legal language, it is explained. So, change of control means in relation to the company or a body corporates, the change in control means, number one, if its shares are listed on any recognized stock exchange, change in control within the meaning of clause E of sub-regulation 1 of the regulation 2 of SEBI, and number 2, in any other case, change in controlling interest or change in legal form. Controlling interest means an interest, whether the director, direct or indirect, to the extent of more than 15%, 50% of the share, 50% of the voting right of the interest. Then in that case, if it is changed, more than 50% it is changed, because 50-50 is, again, who will control? If it is 51%, then that 51% entity will have control. Earlier, if it has a 49% interest, 2% additional they have poured in, and if they becomes the major shareholders, then there is a change in control. So likewise, the hold, always it is depending upon the percentage of the holding in the company, and as and when it increases beyond 50%, then there will be a change in control. Then company. Company word, when it is used, that means it is a company which is incorporated under the Companies Act 2013. Then corpus. When the corpus is used, that means the total amount of funds committed by the investors to the alternative investment fund by way of a written contract or any such document as loan as on the date is called as a corpus, or that is a holding.